The Silent Bugler, Part 3.
In a dark car with a hat pulled well over its eyes, Seacombe was next driven to a submerged airport.
Once there, I was given a spoonful of air linctus for my nerves, which I had unfortunately brought with me.
Will passengers with disguised MI5 tickets for Mystery Flight X to undisclosed destination please inflate their false wigs and crawl as inconspicuously as possible to the isolated black plane standing in the shadow of the barbed wire. Thank you.
Mystery Flight X, this way, please. Passports, please. All passports, please. Names, sir.
Mrs. Gladys Murgatroyd.
Right. Next.
Woof, woof. Growl, growl, woof.
Next.
Madame Fifi La Bonbon, male impressionist.
Good luck. Next.
Sir Arthur Bighampton.
Right, ma'am. Next.
Little does he know that I'm not Sir Arthur Bighampton, but only his son, Prunella.
Little does he know that I'm not woof, woof, growl, but growl, woof, woof.
Little do they know that I'm not, as I said, Mrs. Gladys Murgatroyd Spinster, but Miss Gladys Murgatroyd Bachelor.
And you, sir?
I'm X2, or Captain Harry Seagoon, secret British agent. Plainly, he didn't believe me.
Close the doors. Now fasten your safety belts.
Morning,
ma'am.
Morning, everybody. Morning, boy. Everybody take your seats, please. All safety belts to be fastened. Come, Captain Seagoon, you must fasten your belt now.
Why?
Your trousers are coming down.
Contract.
Contract!
Give it the gun, Ellingburn.
Give him time to get to...